Bring in Joe Fisher now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. What's happening, Joe?
How you doing this morning, guys?
Joseph. We're doing good. And one of the lead stories as we talk about Vanderbilt athletics this morning is Jamie Graham's decision to play football only. Had been trying to play two sports. We all have gotten to know him over the last couple of years, a terrific young man and an amazing athlete. But yep. With some of the personal things that are going on, he decided it was best if he concentrated on football.
Yeah, I think there's several factors going on here. He's had a number of things going on off the court that he's had to deal with in the last couple of weeks, and that's kept him away from games and from practice. And it's not like, you know, last year when Vanderbilt did not go to a bowl game, he was basically able to join them in late November. And so he got to go through much of the pre-conference schedule before getting to conference play. This year, didn't get to join the team until the early part of January.
And, Joe, this is not like high school where, you know, it's all seasonal. I mean, you're talking literally about a year-round commitment to two sports.
And this team is not the same as last year's team in that you know, although there's a lot of young players on this team, there's a lot of depth here, a lot of guards, a lot of perimeter players, and just the combination of those things. And I'll say as well the fact that Jamie played so well at tailback, I think he has really played himself into the mix to be considered to be a tailback on a regular basis on the football team as well as a receiver. So I think it's very important for Jamie to be at spring football practice. So I just think this is one of those things that's going to work out in the long run to be very good for Jamie. Certainly he was a great energy bringer and great defender on the court. He was a crowd favorite, and I'm sure he'll still be at a lot of the games, but he's just going to wait and wear one uniform.
Joe, there's something about parenting, you know, that makes it rewarding in terms of, you know, seeing that your child or children embrace what you tell them and make it, you know, part of what they do. And you sort of get the feeling, in a sense, this is why Kevin Stallings and his staff have really enjoyed coaching this team, because it's very young. You know, they've gone through, you know, ups and downs and ups and downs, and they're starting to see results.
Yep.
You know, you see the offensive numbers, and, you know, when they started 1-5, they were averaging 64 points a game. In the last three wins, 77. But we had Kevin on yesterday, and just, you know, he could not conceal the joy, the unadulterated joy he's had so far in coaching these kids.
He loves his team, and he loves the fact that they don't get their head down, that they are extremely, his word, extremely coachable. You know, that they will try to do everything that they're asked to do to the best of their ability, and they're a group of pleasers. They really want the coaches to be happy. They want the fans to be happy with them. They want to be happy with each other. And so they really play hard for each other. Now, they make youthful mistakes, and they'll continue to do so, and who knows what the stretch run of the season is going to bring. But I think it's been a real positive for them that they've sort of stuck with the course. They've, you know, Kevin and the staff have done a great job of, you know, kind of trying to keep these guys' confidence up, you know, even through that period where they really struggled through the four losses in a row. And now I think they're seeing the dividends from that. And now the next step is to see how they can play down the stretch in conference play, because all of a sudden the East has gotten interesting. You know, with Florida's loss last night, you know, there's a real battle for the upper third or for the upper half of the division. So there is still a ton to play for with seven conference games left.
And Joe, in our final 30, 45 seconds we have here, baseball 9 days away from getting started out on the West Coast.
Yeah, it's going to be a totally different looking team once you get past the mound. You know, you're going to see so many familiar faces led by Mike Minor, Nick Cristiani, and Caleb Cotham, and so many of those guys on the mound. But out in the field, there's going to be a lot of different faces. You'll see Andrew Giobbe at first and Stephen Little, Jonathan White in the outfield, but you begin to look for some names like Alex Hilliard, Jason Esposito, a lot of the young guys that are going to work their way into this thing. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch them develop. But as you guys well know, Tim Corbin wants his teams built on pitching and defense, and that's what they're going to rely on this year.
Hey, what about Sonny Gray?
Sonny is a question mark in that I don't even think they know yet what role he'll play. You know, Sonny could be out of the bullpen. He could be a midweek starter. He could be, who knows, by the time the SEC season gets where he falls into the rotation. You know, he's going to play somewhere, but I really think those things are kind of yet to be determined.
Hey, thanks a lot, Joe.
Okay, guys. See you later.